This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farmer's family. This is the American Family Farmer. I am Farmer Doug Steffen, here to spend some time talking with you about the news from the world of agriculture. We're aimed at bringing information to help make your farming better. Options, ideas. We're going to meet later in the program Margot Hale, who is the program director of a very interesting technology. I think you're going to find it very compelling. In the meantime, I have some news, I guess, because I like to start the program with an update on something that I think applies to all of us. And there are many people who ought to get some benefit from the taxpayer dollars that are spent on the farm bill. Not as many people do as, in my opinion, ought to. The people who get the money don't need it, and the people who need it don't get it. Thus is the saga as we continue. House and Senate ag leaders convening a joint conference in this month to hammer out the farm bill that both the House and the Senate and the President will like. The SNAP provisions, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, otherwise known as, well, it used to be a part of welfare, food stamps, that sort of thing, is very divisive. And because the midterm elections are coming up, it's even more divisive. Conference committee players are Representative Mike Conaway from Texas, a Republican, Colin Peterson from Minnesota, Democrat, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who I don't think is the small family farmer's friend, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. I'm not too sure how she fits into the equation. I don't know Conaway or Peterson. I just know I don't care for Roberts and his style and who he favors. I mean, he's got a lot of power as the ranking Republican in the Senate on this committee. There are a handful of others that are involved in this. But the differences that now exist make this a very interesting debate because they are they're tough. Stabenow and Roberts don't agree on much of anything anyway. Although in the Senate, it's more of a club, and people tend to work things out better than in the House. It's like the Wild West in the House. So in my reconnoitering of all of this, the debate is likely to boil down to a showdown over who wants what the most. And isn't that pretty much the way it is with all these bills? The House wants welfare reform more than it wants to pass the farm bill. If that's the case, then this may be a tough thing to fashion. You should be talking to your senator and to your congressman about the farm bill, because there is such a promise. So it's a struggle to be a farmer these days, and it shouldn't be a struggle to be a farmer. It should be good. All the farmers I know are in economic jeopardy, whether it's a dairy or whether it's working to produce really good local food for the locavores on produce-oriented farms. It's just, there's, unless you're huge, and then these guys get government subsidies, you can't really compete. And people are, as I've said many, many times here, they're reluctant to want to pay what it really costs to get good food. But let's get to some of the specifics here for a couple of moments. Payment limitations, probably the hottest ag issue. This is how much, and I've said this before, $600 and some odd billion to go to these big, huge, huge agribusinesses is obscene. The Grassley Amendment, proposed by Senator Grassley of Iowa, limit farm operations to only one non-farming manager qualifying for up to $125,000 a year in commodity program subsidies. Active farm management for purposes of payment receipt would require at least 500 hours of active fire management, or at least 25% of the total management required. The Senate bill would reduce the adjusted gross income means test that it was to $700,000, down from $900,000. I know that that came in to play with me a few years ago when I used to make some money doing this, doing the radio work. That's not a problem at the moment. But there's this $900,000 a year. If you make more than that, you can't be a full-time farmer, basically, under these bills. So, at any rate, that's one of the things. The environmental quality incentives, something that they're arguing about. People are really tired, especially in rural areas, of this. The continuing conservation is one thing. Harassment is something else. And there are lots of people who are just fed up with the EPA coming in and saying, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, with a puddle in the water. A puddle in the driveway. The renamed Dairy Risk Coverage Insurance Program adds $8.50 to $9 milk price coverage, plus 50%, 25% discounts for small and middle annual milk production levels. Sugar is going to be a disaster program for them, is going to be continued. I think some of this stuff can become, it's really in the weeds, but I did find it interesting. The Senate bill increases organic research and extensive the funds for the organic research and getting organic programs going is $20 million a year. Goes up to $50 million a year in the next few years. So I think that's a good. There's reason to think that that will come out of the conference committee intact, and it'll be good for farmers. So I thought that you would like to know, and from my perspective, what the update is on the farm bill as it goes to conference. In a moment, we're going to meet Margot Hale, who is the Southeast Regional Director for the National Center for Appropriate Technology. We'll find out how that affects livestock and farmers right after this. Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week with new ideas. Thank you for spending your time here. I think you'll find it worthwhile. If you're new to the program, we focus on farms, family farms, businesses run by family farmers, and the locavores who use the products that are grown on our farms. And this is the time of year when we all are very busy. We're having a good time with people visiting the farm, buying things from your store, whether it's milk products, or whether it's the produce that you're growing. It's kind of a fun, really exciting time of year. So let's get into that discussion and others that are related to what is, well, at least in this group's mind, sustainable agricultural program. Margot Hale is the Southeast Regional Director for NCAT. And you ask, what's NCAT? The National Center for Appropriate Technology. So, Margot, let's start there. What is the National Center for Appropriate Technology and what do they do?
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning. NCAT is a national nonprofit, and it was founded in the mid-70s. And NCAT operates a number of sustainable energy and sustainable agriculture projects. And as I said, we're a national nonprofit, and we have offices in six states around the country. And, you know, focusing on sustainable agriculture projects, we operate a number of programs. We do a lot of farmer trainings, information for farmers. One of our largest and longest running programs is called ATRA, which is a Farm Bill authorized program and is funded through the USDA that is an information service for farmers. And so our staff spend a lot of time writing publications and developing webinars, doing in-person trainings, and providing one-on-one technical assistance for farmers and ranchers all across the country.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get into this? What's your interest? Why is it you that's doing this?
Well, I grew up in a family of dairy farmers and always grew up in agriculture. I went to school and got degrees in animal science and agriculture and extension education. And so this is agriculture has always been in my blood, and that's what I knew I was going to do. And I've worked for NCAT for about the past 15 years. And so I have just really enjoyed my time getting to meet and work with farmers and ranchers and beginning farmers all across the country and helping them as they improve their farming operations and try to become, you know, more sustainable and more profitable.
How do they find you or do you find them?
Well, we hope they find our website. Our ATRA program website is attra.org, and there we have hundreds of publications and other resources that folks can utilize to learn more and improve their operations. We also have a 1-800 number that farmers can call in and ask us questions and talk to some of our technical specialists, and that is 1-800-346-9140. And then our staff are traveling all the time and going to conferences and workshops and teaching workshops. And so we all work to meet folks and to let others know about our programs.
So you and your husband are farm kids. You have a farm, I know, in Arkansas.
Yes.
Are you both from the farm?
Yes, we both did grow up on farms, yes.
Yeah. Which area, what's your expertise, Margot? Which side, are you a livestock person or a veggie?
I am a livestock person, though in my years of doing lots of farmer education, I have knowledge in lots of areas, but livestock is my background, and you know, I have a degree in animal science.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the people who are coming to you are beginning farmers, experienced small farmers? Who is it that is the most likely to benefit or be seeking you out? Because the big companies aren't coming to you.
Right. Well, we help farmers of, you know, of all levels, though we do a lot of work specifically with beginning farmers. So a lot of our programs are targeted towards beginning farmers, but we help everybody.
All right. So I want to get into, I know you have a program specifically for veterans, and you are very suggestive of veterans as to making good farmers. I want to sort of probe into that with you and find out why, in your experience, veterans make good farmers. Up next here, as we continue our overview, is a great way to get some education if you're a beginning farmer. This would be an outfit I'd want to go to. This is the American Family Farmer.
Home
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Take yourself into a place where you can learn as you listen to our discussion here of a very interesting and unique way to get people into the farm. It's hard these days because farming doesn't have a great reputation, not because of the work, but because of the amount of money that people are making or not making on the farm. These family farms are in dire straits, especially dairy. So what I aim to do here, Margot Hare is with us from Arm to Farm. She's the Southeast Regional Director, and you can reach them as you listen to this conversation at ATRA. That's one of the groups. ATRA is at attra.ncat.org. All right, so you put all these letters like vegetable soup here to get in touch with you. This the Sustainable Agriculture Programs. I don't know that you told us what. Did you tell us? If I heard it, I didn't hear it well. What ATRA stood for?
Well, I didn't tell you. It's actually, the letters stand for Appropriate Technology Transfer for Rural Areas. But we don't really use those words anymore. When the program was first founded in the 80s, those were, you know, common words and the name that was given. But now we just call it ATRA. It's been known for so long.
People know what it means.
Okay. They know yeah. ATRA, and they know that we're the Sustainable Agriculture Information Service. And so that's all you need to remember.
Well, I'm ignorant then in that department because I didn't know. I never even heard of you before you came to visit. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I never heard of the programs before, which are all good and worthy of our interest. Most specifically, I think I indicated a minute or two ago that I was going to query into the program as to how it invests in veterans and why do veterans make good farmers?
Right. So about 5 years ago, we developed a training program called Arm to Farm, which is a week-long training program for military veterans. And so we bring together a group of about 30 veterans and their spouses and do a very intensive week and we spend time in the classroom learning about business planning, farm financial management, access to USDA programs, and a whole slew of other topics. And then we spend time on area farms, you know, crop farms, fruit farms, livestock farms, you know, a wide variety of different farms, and give folks a chance to get some hands-on experience at those farms and talk to successful farmers, which we know is really important for a beginning farmer to hear directly from someone who's doing it and doing it well. So we developed this program, you know, specifically for military veterans. And since our first training in 2013, the interest in Arm to Farm has just exploded. And so we continue to offer that training program. Since 2013, we have held 14 Arm to Farms, and we have several more planned for this year and the coming years as well.
All right. So let's stretch the business about the mammalian side of things, dairy people, and where we found before many of the people that were dairy wouldn't get involved in anything else. Now that's not necessarily the case because it's tough to make any money with dairy, but people who are traditionalists want to have milk on the farm. But a lot of folks are adding chickens and ducks and pigs and turkeys to their farms. Are you finding that to be the case? Are you talking to a lot of people who are just adding animals to their stock?
Yes. Absolutely. Diversifying their enterprises and adding small stock is very common and something we do focus a lot on at Arm to Farm and our other trainings.
Yeah, I would think so. It's only because I wonder how much of this is just putting your finger in a dike. Let's talk about that in a few moments. 28 past the hour here in the American.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're on the American Family Farmer, focusing on how to help you do a better job, how to find good people to work with you. I'm Doug Steffen with Margot Hale, who is the program director in the Southeast region of NCAT and ATTRA, the national, well, being who I am, Margot, I always want to define. That's why I asked you about ATTRA and NCAT, just so people kind of who don't know about them know what they are in terms of the National Center for Appropriate Technology is basically there to help, as their Arm to Farm program suggests, to bring you into focus as far as opportunities are concerned for farmers and how to keep going. How do we stop the bleeding? Is a question that somebody just sent to me, Margo. By the way, you can always be in touch with me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. So how do we stop the bleeding? That is, you know, we were just suggesting that instead of just being a cattle operation, you include other sorts of animals, whether they be turkeys, chickens, goats, pigs, whatever. But it's more to the point of, I look at it as an educational sort of thing, Margo. The public isn't used to paying what it really costs to do things. And instead of paying, there are outfits like DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, the Dean Foods people who have chased down the price of milk to $14-15 a hundredweight when it costs the average farmer $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make it. We're importing milk from Canada, subsidized milk from the Yeah, it's there's an educational process involved in this, but there's also, and I'm talking about we got to educate the farmer, but how are we educating the people who use our products? Isn't that something that you need to train farmers to be compelling is the right word when it comes to communication, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And we do spend a lot of time in our trainings and specifically in our arm-to-farm trainings, you know, talking to farmers and beginning farmers about marketing their products. And we spend time talking about, you know, branding and telling their story. And, you know, most of the farmers that we work with are selling direct to consumers, whether it be at a farmer's market or maybe through restaurants or some local wholesale. Right. And so it is really important for them to be able to share their story and tell why their product is different and what sets them apart from the things that they might just buy at the grocery store. And so sometimes that's hard for farmers to really share, you know, what is different and important about the food that they are producing. Thankfully, though, there are lots of consumers who, you know, are willing to pay, though there's always continuing education needed. You're right to educate the consumers on what it does cost to produce food, in that farmers are not getting rich, you know, based on grocery store prices and having, you know, clients who are willing to pay and having farmers who are willing to charge and actually, you know, cover their cost of production. We spend a lot of time talking to farmers about keeping good records and knowing what it costs them to produce it and figuring out ways to reduce their input costs and be wise with their, you know, farm financial decisions. Because we know every penny counts and it's very tough to make a living as a farmer. And we want to do whatever we can to ensure that farmers are staying in business and new farmers are starting and being able to continue in their operations.
Are most people that you're talking to younger, middle-aged, or older farmers?
All of the above. You know, we do see quite a few younger beginning farmers. We actually see quite a few farmers who are beginning farmers but are older. They're coming. They are, you know, making a career change. Maybe they are retiring from the corporate world or near that age. You know, with our military veterans that we train, we of course have a lot of younger folks. But we do have some folks who've spent 20 or 30 years in the military and are you know, about to transition out and are looking for something else to do, and farming is that for them. So, you know, really we help all ages and all types of farmers, and you know, it's really quite diverse, the folks that we're able to help and train.
You find that there are families all together, or is it individualized, or is it depending on the situation? I guess that I'm thinking there are a lot of young couples, like you and your husband, for example,
right,
who are getting into things. That, you know, and the using of technology is now something to spread the word about your products and learn how to better care for your animals or how to better grow the products that you are. A lot of younger farmers want to stay away from the old methods of spraying and using some of the chemicals that are not popular for good reason these days.
Right, yes. You know, definitely we see lots of families, and as I mentioned with Arm to Farm, we encourage the veterans and their spouses to attend the training because we know that even if there's, you know, just one person farming, it really involves the whole entire family and affects the whole entire family. And so we encourage, you know, everyone to come to the table to see, you know, what the farming operation is about and to provide their input because it does impact the whole family. That's part of, you know, being a sustainable farm is that this is good for the whole family and this is good for our community. So, you know, definitely we see lots of family involvement. And you're right, the increase in technology is a great thing. It makes it easy for us to keep records when we have a little computer in our pocket. And we can easily share our story and share about our farms and help consumers make a connection with the farm and the farm products. you know, through social media. And we do lots and lots of trainings on that. In fact, we are in the middle of a series of webinars on using social media to tell your farm story and to grow your farm business. And so that's something that we've been working on to help farmers learn how to use social media and be comfortable in reaching consumers through those tools.
What about the big bad boogeyman government? And dealing with government, because when I was a kid on the farm, we didn't know from anybody that was in the government. Everybody was on their own, and you produced milk and you sold it, put it in jugs, brought it in the truck over to the dairy for processing, and you got a check at the end of the month, and that was the end of that. You grew the corn, you did the hay, and nobody much came around. Now there's OSHA. They're doing, in my opinion, a lot of ridiculous stuff. Some of it's safety-oriented, but we have so many people on the farm that aren't from the farm, if you know what I mean. A lot of illegals that have come to our country to do things that supposedly Americans don't want to do. Do you ever get involved in any of those controversies?
No, not really. You know, most of the farms that we deal with, like I said, are smaller. And yeah. So, you know, oftentimes it's just the farm operator and, you know, maybe some part-time labor. You know, though we do, you know, understand the importance of dealing with labor and, you know, the government, some farmers are okay with, accessing and utilizing government programs and some don't want to, and that's, you know, fine. It's whatever is your decision. Though we do always try to explain to producers the many government programs, USDA programs that are available to them. You know, our tax dollars pay for it, and we want these small farmers who could really benefit from some of these programs to be able to access them. So whether it be, you know, the FSA microloan or NRCS technical assistance programs and cost share programs, things that would really help them and help them get ahead on their small farms. We want them to know about those programs and be able to access those if they're interested. Now, of course, there are lots of folks who aren't interested in, you know, accessing any of those USDA programs, and that's fine too. So you just have to figure out what works for you and your farm and what makes sense, you know, as far as your farm goals.
I'm looking at a story of one of the chapters in New York of the Farmer Veterans Coalition, where the fellow holding the workshop invited a bunch of veterans to participate in a fencing workshop, teaching them how to put up fences. There were 8 veterans who came in to this workshop. It was, you know, pretty basic stuff, but a lot of people don't know how to put up barbed wire fencing, high tensile fencing, electric fencing, woven wire fencing, that sort of thing. And so, you know, the fact that these sorts of things are going on and a lot of people are getting into the act, if you will, of helping people get to the farm, I think that's a healthy sign, frankly. What about you?
Yes, absolutely. And those hands-on activities is something we try to work into all of our trainings. And as I mentioned, at Arm to Farm, we spend a lot of time on farms doing hands-on projects. Mm-hmm. So exactly, we do fencing exercises and we handle animals and we, you know, put up hoop houses and harvested vegetables and scouted for pests and all sorts of those activities to expose people to those types of farm activities and provide guidance, you know, using a walk-behind tractor, tiller, tractor maintenance, things like those skills that if you didn't grow up on a farm or don't have a farm background, you might not have those skills and even know where to start. So providing those hands-on experiences and, you know, resources for more information and follow-up technical assistance is something that we really focus on. And
go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, finish.
I was just going to say, you mentioned the Farmer Veteran Coalition of New York, and we've worked really closely with the FBC for many years, and you know, there are lots and lots of wonderful organizations all across the country helping small-scale beginning farmers, sustainable and organic farmers. And at NCAT, we are pleased to work with, you know, probably hundreds of other organizations all across the country. You know, there's lots of work to be done to help train and support beginning farmers, and so we're glad that there are others helping along the way as well.
Well, and I think to anybody who's listening, it sounds to me like you'd be learning from the best if you were in touch with Margot and her program, Armed to Farm. Again, the website's attra.ncat.org or ncat.org/armed to farm. Check those things out if you want more education. We all need it, no matter what our age. That's why I was saying what I did before. You need continuing education. Margot, thank you. Best of luck to you and your husband and your family and the work you're doing. It's very important. This is the American Family Farmer with a guide to restful sleep. Those of you who are like me, you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, the crack of dawn, you work all day, and you may not get in until after dark. That's just the way it works. Sometimes you got a little ache here and a little ache there. Your neck is stiff and sore, so you may look for something that'll help get you to sleep. Some people take drugs. Not a good idea to reset your mind. Sleep is the best drug. It really is. And the best sleep comes from having a best mattress and pillow, and that experience you can get by going to MyPillow.com. If you haven't heard about this company, it's an American company from the upper Midwest. They make the pillows. 1,500 people work in the plant. They go 7 days a week, and they're making pillows because there's such huge demand for them. You need to improve your sleep habits. Most people would say they don't get enough sleep and their quality of sleep is not that good. So let me send you over to the folks at MyPillow to get their premium offer this month. Buy one, get one free with the promo code DJV. That's DJV is the promo code. You buy one, you get one free. This is a guaranteed product. Again, a great American product where you can order right away at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you're going to have one of the best experiences you can possibly imagine when it comes to getting good rest. You, as a farmer, need to get your rest. So get the best pillows so you rest the best. MyPillow.com, half price using the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is the American Family Farmer Subtext. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on these Chinese tariffs and what could happen. How much damage are you going to experience? So I guess it depends on what you're farming. If you're a soybean farmer or a dairy farmer or an apple grower, you'll be getting fallout from the trade war between our country and China. The soybeans that are grown in Iowa, for example, seeing something attributed to the president of the American Soybean Association group had appealed to the Trump administration to find other solutions to addressing trade issues with China. I'm sure everybody in every group is doing the same thing. But soybeans are the top agricultural export for the U.S. China's the top market for purchasing these. The math is simple. Tax soybeans 25%, and you'll make a serious dent on American farmers' income, it just will, and in commodity markets. The group's lobbying efforts have included a social media campaign which individual soybean farmers who will be directly affected by the conflict attach their photographs to statements applied directly to the president and his advisors. They need to get that information to the president And so the regulatory measures in China have taxes attached to them, and so they're going to tax our dairy stuff when it comes in there. It's interesting. They were trying to sell us there. Isn't it crazy? We're selling our soybeans to China. China's selling their soybeans to us. And China's selling soybeans to other countries, so they buy soybeans from us because they don't have enough of their own. It is crazy. And as much moving around as this stuff does, it's now been 3 years since the prices were stabilized. So it's like every other commodity, it's a real problem. I thought you'd be appreciative of getting that information here on the American Family Farmer.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Spring has come and gone. Summer is with us. The summer of 18. And included here, looking once again to promote something that I think is very special. Farm Aid Music Food Festival coming to Connecticut this year on the 22nd of September. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews headline Farm Aid 2018 at the Xfinity Theater. Which is outside of Hartford, I think in Farmingdale, if I'm not mistaken. So what is this all about? Why is it coming to New England? Well, because farmers in New England are having the same problem, and now people are finally realizing that, yes, we do. I'm a New Englander. My farm is in Massachusetts, and it's tough, man. It really, I don't have to tell you that. Any of you who are in New England, you get how difficult it is. So Farm Aid is going to feature all the people, stories of the farm, et cetera, et cetera. And some new performers, too, by the way. Tim Reynolds, let's see, Chris Stapleton in this year, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Nathaniel Ratcliffe, presence of Lucas Nelson, and the promise of the real. And anyway, there are a number of people that are going to be announced later on. The organization undertaking the planning of Farm Aid, encountering climate similar to the one that sparked the first Farm Aid concert. The amount of drought in our country right now is really a problem. The amount of weather has created a situation that is certainly not helping farm income. You know, farm income has dropped 53%. 53% in just 4 years. The median farm income is $1,300 negative. How do we survive? This is the continuing input, or the interference, if you will, of government and regulations that are asinine, things that are being required of farmers, and they don't even get it. For whatever the reason, they just don't get it. They're not there to get it. They're there to get at your money. And so the fact that rural America is falling apart, net neutrality is an example of government disrespect and business disrespect. But yet you look at some of these states. Connecticut is a fabulous agricultural state. Third in New England in farm sales, $4 billion contributed to the state's economy every year. There are 21,000 jobs in Connecticut, as an example, about the same number in Massachusetts, fewer in the northern states, but certainly Connecticut and Massachusetts have big farming industries. And if we could get the idea that you got to pay for the quality that you want, then I think we'd go a long way to helping farmers become more successful. But we just keep with advertising, the news media banging away at, $3.19 a gallon for milk. What the hell are you talking about? You can't make any money. It costs you that much pretty much to produce it, and you only get 20% of what they sell it for. That's what they want to make sure. They want to keep you down to 20% so they can make more money as the middlemen. It is disgusting. Anyway, that's one of the things that will be highlighted during the Farm Aid Music and Food Festival this year. Experiencing family farm agriculture, a lot of... I was surprised when I went to Farm Aid a couple of years ago in Chicago how many different demonstrations there were of products. I expect that at the fairs, but now it's becoming heavily sponsored. One wonders how much really Willie Nelson could be there. He's been sick a lot the last 4, 5, 6 months, so he may not be too much present, be there in spirit for sure. This was his idea. You can follow Farm Aid on Twitter. Obviously at Farm Aid. You can follow it on Facebook, facebook.com/Farm Aid. And on Instagram, it's instagram.com/Farm Aid. If you want to, on the 22nd of September. So we still got a couple of months to go, but it's good. I want to keep promoting this because I think it's something that we all benefit from. It's an awareness. It's the amount of attention given to farmers. And then, yeah, you know that we want to raise a lot of money to help farmers in need. It's kind of like having to have it seems weird in the richest country in the world that we should have begathons for farmers. But then you come to think of it, they have begathons on PBS, they have begathons for this and begathons for that, so why not for the American family farmer? I think there's something, it's good that we can do that, but we're not addressing the core of the problem, the root of the problem, why it is that the American public thinks it's good to pay $3.19 for a gallon of milk. It's not fair, it's not smart, it's bad business. So maybe that's something for you to keep in your mind as you're going about your business. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be a participant in your week with the American Family Farmer Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.